Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. And the sound that they have is just absolutely fantastic.
We'll go on to...
I'd love to go and hear their orchestra.
The Board of Supervisors meeting at 8:47 on the clock. We'll begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall behind the press. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, and Byers. Supervisor Dorn will be gone today. And have you heard from Gary? The consent agenda, general agenda, approve minutes of meeting held February 13th, 2019, approve all claims through February 27th, 2019 in the amount of $454,055.96. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve utility permit number 1121, Unite Private Networks. It'll be boring, 4 foot below bottom of ditches and under West Hickory Road for 66 feet to run fiber optic cable encased in a 1.5 inch PVC pipe located in the northwest quarter section 15, Township 4, North Range 6 East, Midland Township. Approved utility permit 1122, Windstream, Nebraska LLC will be boring 4 foot below bottom of ditch and under East Aspen Road for 66 feet to replace bad telecommunications line to a house located in the southwest quarter section 18, northwest quarter section 19, Township 6N, Range 7 East, Nemaha Township. Approve specs and call for bids for culvert projects number C-341134, North 13 Grant, C-341136, East 28 Nemaha, and C-341139 North 4 Paddock.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Byers. Vote. 5 in favor. Regular agenda. Comments from the public. Seeing no public, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Davey.
Good morning. I just brought up a few things during our committee reports. The first was the State Patrol did ask for a fiber optic connection between the courthouse and the sheriff's office, and that was given the go-ahead to do that. And so they came down yesterday and tagged a pair of fibers. And during this time when they had it open, I could see that we still have plenty more fibers for future growth, so we should be in good shape there. And then the other thing was just talking about the sheriff's garage remodel. I would like to keep moving forward with this. I think the inside looks like it's pretty well figured out. They made some changes as far as removing the attorney inmate area and putting the restroom in that location, and the stairwell was kind of an issue, and Rich thinks he's got that figured out. So I would like for him to probably come down and discuss the approach as far as the customer parking and things like that to coordinate that with how we can have the best flow going through there.
So. Does it look like that'll work without going into the secured area then? With the stairs?
Yes, it does.
You have something, Mr. Bauman?
I appreciate the way you refer to as customer parking.
No, there still would be, there'd be title inspection and people coming in to the building. So.
When do you think you'll have that for us, Dave?
I would like for him to come down. I emailed him, and I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'd like for him to come down maybe for our next committee reports.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Dave, you'll work on that as usual. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for keeping the snow off.
Yeah. More coming.
Yeah.
Equalization?
Everything's equal. Except Odell. Don't want to keep that equal.
Finance and insurance.
Okay. There weren't a lot of large ticket items this time, so I had to lower my standards and start at 7,500. Blue Rivers Area Agents on Aging, $8,715. Jerry Shelton, attorney fees, $8,077.50. Standard Appraisal Service, appraisal maintenance, $7,551. Manelli Wagner and Associates, engineering consulting, $18,038.50. BNSF Railroad Install Crossing, $52,975.37. Came out of Road and Bridge Sinking.
That would be the last payment for Hickory Road outside of our normal scheduled payments. Getting closer.
Done. Close the books on it.
Human resource and employee relations.
Nothing.
Law enforcement, emergency management. Sheriff?
We didn't do it.
Chicken.
Good morning. Just a couple things. We went over committees on Monday. We're out of physical space in the basement of the old living quarters, so we're going to start the process of scanning all the inmate files into our server. Of course, that ran into an expense for us, so we're working through that process now. By statute, I have to keep at least 5 years' worth, but the recommendation was we keep it all because of any possible litigation down the road, and we'd have something to go back and look at, so we'll have that. It was going to be, we're going to try to get by with, it was $1,800 for two scanners because we have one right now going bad, so I'll try to use that one and just use it up, and then when it shoots craps, and we have a new one we have to replace in the office. We'll try to use the scanning portion of the copier in the front office. I don't know how it's going to work. We're going to try that out. And then they're thinking roughly $1,700 for additional system storage. So they'll work on that and give me a final on that to see where we're at on it. But we've got to move forward because we actually have no place to put file cabinets anymore, upstairs or downstairs. And the other two things we had, Gary had asked, I look at doing something for a new van instead of a used one like I was looking at initially for a transport van. We had one that went bad on us. And so the quotes I'd given, I'd asked for three, and I think I got two back. And, then I'd asked for a quote on a van sale, kind of like we have now inside the cage we carry them with. And obviously that's a considerable amount more money than the last one we got. 5 years ago, so I'm still, there's only about two other companies I can go to see if they got any differences on prices, what they can come up with, but that's about it. That's all we had then for committee, so.
And getting rid of those files in the basement, that'll be an improvement for the ADA access for employees, too, as far as not having to go
huge
down into that basement to get files. They'll be able to work from their offices once those are scanned in.
Yeah. We try to keep the old ones downstairs. We try to keep a couple years worth on the old booking room here in the old sheriff's living quarters. They use those more often, but the ones downstairs, we try to keep those long-term ones down there. So.
Sheriff, do you need to scan all those in, or can you leave what's there and just scan all the new information in so that you wouldn't have to go through the process of redoing all that?
Well, you'll eventually have to scan it. Well, plus advantage to it, if we get a head start on it, instead of having to move everything out of there at some point in time, because there's a lot to move. If we can just do, we're planning on just doing a box at a time, as people have, staff has time, just do a little at a time, and hopefully, it'll probably gonna take a while. But I thought it was probably a good idea to keep all the records and not delete a lot of them from way back when, just because, as Roger can tell you, things come up once in a while, that it's good to have those still to go back to. So,
would you like to move some of those files into your training facility?
I don't want any, well, we might keep a couple of the cabinets. Because we still need storage for some of that different stuff. But yeah. And by the way, we used them this last week, and the Humvees were out.
Were they?
Yes. That's the second time in the last month. So depends on the weather.
Second time in the last month, and how many times overall?
Probably about four times. That's about it.
Good deal.
But
They're
running the wheels off them. Going to last a long time.
Well, and we had the extra space, supposed to have the extra space over in the bus stop for additional space for your files and what have you. And you, are you using that or not, or can't
well,
you?
Well, you're talking about the inmate files?
Yeah.
Well, now, we couldn't if we're going to do long-term storage, we probably could have took some of these and stuck some over in the corner over there, but if we're going to scan them all down, really a necessity, we're going to gain more room by just scanning them all in and putting the server and be done with hard copies and to delete them, because we got them from way back in the 40s and 50s and 60s still downstairs.
Because as I understand, unless I'm my mind's gone, which probably is, one of the reasons we bought the bus stop was so that you'd have additional room.
That's exactly right. But that was for a lot of stuff that was in the three garages. Over in the west garage, that's where a lot of that stuff's at right now. So that's where that's all at. So.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Anything else? All right.
Good.
Thank you.
With planning and zoning, too, we've received a request to file an application for review of the wind regulations. That's been turned over to the county attorney's office for review. After that review, the attorney will be in contact with the planning and zoning just to see what route needs to be taken. Road and bridge.
Okay. We will call for bids on three culvert projects to be let on 3/27 and 19 at 9:30. Rock and gravel bids will be open today at 9:15. Fuel bids will be open today at 9:30. And then the big one, public hearing on the 1 and 6 year plan at 9:45. And tomorrow night we have a township association meeting at 7 o'clock at the extension office. One other thing, I think we received from the state our amount, and it says for the, I think the funds will be available March 15th, deposited. The federal STP amount is $174,524.95, and the bridge, federal bridge, $161,897.41. And Galen, what is STP? What's that stand for?
Money for roads.
Service Transportation Program, Doug just told me. So he ought to be sitting here instead of me. All right. Other than that, that's about all we had, other than the snow and the weather and everything else. And I am thankful that the roads are still froze yet before tomorrow night's meeting.
Yeah, it's probably good for everybody.
Yeah. That's it.
Jeremy's not here. He'd be next on the agenda.
There he is.
Oh, I take that back. Jeremy just walked in. We'll get a an update from the chief probation officer.
Yeah. Wow, I couldn't have timed that any better.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Nice to see everybody again. I just have a couple things working out that I want to talk about.
I wasn't sure of the timing, so you were perfect. That's so good.
Service Transportation Program.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So I know today is a very full day, so I won't take up much of your time, but I just wanted to give an update with probation. I handed out our district, the state map of all the probation districts. We I talked about this in my budget letter, but in July, the probation districts changed a little bit to affect us. You'll see District 1 now includes Odo County, and Clay and Knuckles, which were part of District 1, are now part of District 10. So that's a big change that we've been dealing with here the last several months. There were 7 additional staff that came with this change. We also received a reporting center, so our district now has 2 reporting centers. I've talked frequently about a reporting center that we have here in Beatrice, but now we're getting a second one going in Nebraska City. So our reporting center here we have a lot of good programs going. I've talked previously about how those are paid for by state contracts. It's at no cost to the county. Just some examples of classes that we have going here. Money management, trauma resolution group, cognitive programming, relapse group. Those are just an example of some of the ones we have going here that we refer our clients in, and those are available to the community as well, not just probation clients. So, but we're kind of using our model here in Beatrice to get the Nebraska City one going. So we've had some good success here, and I think it'll be a good model to use to get that going there. So I know that doesn't affect Gage so much, but it is part of our district, so I just wanted to give an update on that. Also, we're in the process of hopefully getting a new drug court. You're familiar with the drug court that we have in Saline County that serves Gage and the 4 counties to the west that you'll see on the map. That's the longest running drug court that is in the state. It's been going for, I think, about 12, 13 years. Mr. Harris is really familiar with that. We have that's a really good drug court that we have going there. Judge Johnson is the judge there. Judge Smith is a district court judge on the eastern side. She is really wanting a drug court to get started on that side. So we've gotten approval from those 5 counties on the east of Gage that they are all signing in and wanting that. So again, I know this doesn't affect Gage directly, but it is a big dealing for our District 1 process. So I just wanted to give you an update on that. Definitely exciting. Again, just kind of using that model that we have going on the Gage and West, that drug court, to get the one going on the eastern side. So with our, I mentioned with that, the 2 counties that we lost, Clay and Knuckles, really not much of a big shift for us there. It really kind of centralized us a little bit more because Odo County is that's our second most populated county behind Gage. So a lot more population there compared to Clay and Knuckles. So in a sense, it's been a, kind of a shift to, like I mentioned, we got 7 new staff that came along with this. So it is it's been a good thing. It's just an adjustment, you know, with different counties, different judges, you know, things like that. But, overall, it's been really good. So that was really my update that I wanted to provide to you all. I've talked about before. I'll try to come, you know, occasionally just to update you on what's going on. It's important to me that I'm not just showing up when I ask for a budget or stuff like that. I want to be familiar with everybody. So does anybody have any questions probation related?
Are we going to have any conversation on that lease?
They don't really have anything.
Okay.
I mean, I will say this. I know Davey works real closely with them as far as any needs that that comes up during the year. And quite frankly, Dave handles a lot of that stuff for the county. And at least I've never heard any problems as far as facility.
No, I talked to Mr. Lytle when we had Myron's going away, and we talked a little bit about that. And no, our space that we have there is, I mean, it's fantastic. I'm really happy with it. It's nice being above the police department. You know, so it's really good. If we were to get some more staff, you know, we're kind of as full as we can get right now. But, you know, as far as us getting more staff, you know, I don't know that that's going to happen anytime in the near future. So, but no, it's the, Dave has been great to work with. It works really well for us. So,
if you see something like that happening in the future, if you'll let us know so we can kind of plan for it. But we don't have a signed lease right now with your landlord.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about that here later this morning, so why that got brought up. But no facility problems. Everything's
And they actually just put a new heating and cooling system in. That's been fantastic. My office, for example, is on the outer wall, so that all the heat is on the outer wall to get to the middle. So my office would be 92, 95 degrees. So it's now, it's good. So
and a new electrical service too. Is that correct? Or they were going to break the electrical service up?
I hadn't heard that. That's totally possible. I just hadn't heard that part, but. But yeah, the heating and cooling has been—it's been a nice change. So, but before that, it was fine too. Just give you an update.
Are there any other questions for Jeremy, John?
Any new regulations for probation that appears to be coming down the pike?
No, there are some bills in the legislature right now that we're watching that could affect our post-release supervision. Those are the clients that we're getting that are coming right out of prison or jail that we never would have before. That got passed in 2015 with the legislature. There is some that we're watching, but right now, it's hard to predict what's going to go through or not. But that's one of the main ones. Other than that, there is one statute changed with juveniles when we get a intake, law enforcement will call our intake line, and then we decide if they have to be taken out of the home or not. There's a little bit of a change with that, but that doesn't happen until July 1st, 2019. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. We appreciate you coming in and your impeccable timing.
Yep. Yeah, that was. All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
All right. I see these next two taking more than 6 minutes, unless you can get the 1 and 6 year in.
Cam's time.
We can.
Oh, that's right.
That's probation.
Yeah. We can discuss the lease.
Roger, do you want to go over that?
Well, basically, the proposal came out from the city to update or replace the lease that has expired. And really, the only change from our previous lease. And you recall on that one, we had quite a bit of negotiation on that one at the time. So that would have been about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe five now. Anyhow, is the amount of the lease payment, yeah. And it basically, as I recall, it went up $500, and then it's got built-in increments of $500 annually for the next basically 3 years. And I just noted it, and I think when I sent the request out to Myron and Gary, I noted that. And again, I just an observation. I think that's something we want to look at as far as trying to keep our budget in line, too, as you do. It's always nice for the landlord to get an increase in things. I don't think their taxes went up over there. Their insurance may have. But I think it's something to, at least I would think we can maybe look at that. That's up to you fellas.
I think it's my personal opinion that we have a number of buildings around the city of Beatrice, this area, that we might look at for a more reasonable lease than what we're paying to the city. And I think the amount of money that we're paying on this lease is very, very high. And I think we can get it much cheaper and with good facilities. And maybe at this time we need to look at what we're going to charge them for housing city prisoners, how much we'll charge them in our jail. We don't charge them a dime. And now they're putting it to us again on our lease on the probation office. So I voiced my feelings about this, and I think the city takes advantage of us, and that's my feeling.
I think what Roger's looking for is some direction from us for negotiating. Is there a consensus? Do we want to have him talk to the city's council and ask for no increase in a flat rate? Or I know that Senator Byers opinion. I guess we just need some direction for him.
It don't hurt to ask him. I mean, there is a number of offices up there. I mean, I don't know how many there is, but
I don't know how many square foot we have, but that's around 1,300 a month for that second floor, and they did just do some substantial updates. But Roger, maybe you could just talk to Abby and see if we can get this just with a flat rate.
All right.
And I would assume the HVAC improvements they made was pretty significant dollars.
I don't know the dollar amount, but I know it was expensive.
And it is not just for that, though, as I understood, right?
Right, it's for the whole building.
Yeah.
It was probably paid for with the storm damage to the police department. But no, Roger, if you could ask him if we could just...
I'll CC you guys in so you know what's going on.
Then maybe we can put this back on in 2 weeks and see.
Yeah.
Let's put this on.
I'll talk to Ms. Stark today and follow it up with an email.
Yeah. Let's visit about it on the committee and then maybe put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Flatline. What?
You got it done?
We've been talking. But I didn't have the authority. You guys hadn't given me a bottom line. I mean,
it'll be up for a vote in 2 weeks.
You're done.
All right, we have, is there anything else on the probation lease? We have 2 minutes before a timed event. 1 minute, so we'll just...
1 minute, I'll just give you a quick update.
You want to use some, give us some filler, Roger?
I'll do that. I just need the, this is on the alley that we're purchasing from the city. Don has kept telling me that we need to get rid of the $1,000 that's in her... a vault. So I have two documents. One is the closing statement, which you need to sign as chairperson. Again, it's straight. It's $1,000. That's what we bought it for. And the other document is a general easement. That's a utility easement. And basically what this is, the city requested this because they have utilities underneath that alley. Obviously, we wouldn't be building over it, no matter what anybody thinks, unless we got approval from them or moved the utilities. So, again, I just get those two documents signed, and Ms. Stark will come over and pick it up.
Okay.
And, as well as a check. So I filled your...
And I think that was all approved.
Yeah, this has all been approved. Yeah, it was just... And, again, we had to continue that closing. It was set for mid-January, and the title company had wanted that easement done. So
that
was continued.
That'll clean that up, and then probation lease will be on in 2 weeks. We should have both of those taken care of then. At 9:15 on the clock, ask for a motion to close, accept, reject, or award bids for the spring rock and gravel bid.
I'll make a motion to close all bids at this time.
Second.
Been moved by Bauman, second by Lytle to close bids. Vote. 6 in favor.
Open them next to it. I'm just going to open them next to him.
The first bid is from Rock On Incorporated, Crushed Rock Bid. This is basically... hauling only. The first one is from Du Bois. I'll try and hit the highs and the lows. Range anywhere from $695 per ton to $1,085 per ton. The next one from Rock On, hauling rock from Weeping Water Pit. The range is anywhere from $925 up to $14. Next one is rock from Sites Pit. Rock on. Delivery cost range from And this is all per ton price. $2.20 up to $6.26. And that would be that one. Next one is from Hard Rock Quarries LLC in Beatrice. Pit price on rock. This is the pit or quarry that is located or southeast of Wymore. And I'll just give you the ones most common. Let's go with the inch and a half crushed rock, $16 per ton. That is pit price on that. And side note, this material may not be available right away in the spring. The quarry has new ownership and is being re-equipped with new machinery, including crusher and larger screens for cleaner screened rock. Please call with any questions. And on this one, when I read all the bids, one of the owners of that quarry would like to speak. So we'll just put that one right here for now and explain kind of what that means in there.
There's rock and gravel in that one.
This is Gage County Gravel and Crushed Rock, Beatrice Sand and Gravel. This first one. Okay, the pit price for gravel at the Alex pit is $12.40 per ton. Now, in with that, the hauling costs are included for a total, and they range for the cost of the gravel and the hauling per township. They'll range anywhere from $22.95 per ton to down to $19 per ton. This next one, Beatrice Sand and Gravel. This would be from the Powell Pit. Pit price per ton, $12.20. Again, hauling cost included with material, a low of $16.80 to a high of $22.10 per ton. The next one is Beatrice Sand and Gravel. This is for rock from the Sykes Quarry. Price per ton is $16.20, and as on the last one, that would be the common ones from the three-quarter all the way to inch and a half. Sykes Quarry, okay. With this one comes also with delivery costs. They range anywhere from a low of $19.10 to a high of $22.50 per ton. Rock On Incorporated hauling gravel bids. The first one from the Powell Pit, price per ton for hauling range from $450 all the way to $925. Second one, worst gravel bids from the Alec Pit. They range from $641 all the way to $1009. Rock On again. No. That's it. Those two pits right there. This is a bid for screened bank gravel and surface material from RL Team and Construction Incorporated. First from the Powell Pit. Prices range all the way from $485 to $940. That's hauling for gravel. Powell. Bid, Gage County from RL Teeman for worse gravel. From the Alex Pit, price ranges from $610. I might be wrong on these, I'm just scanning them real quickly, so all the way to $1060.
That's it. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, as we've done in the past, I would like to refer all these bid documents to Galen and Becky to review and to accept all bids as we have in the past, because sometimes you need to move on to the next bidder. The trucking and everything needs to be lined up and everything sorted out. So as we stand right now, I'd like to take these to Galen and have them review them. You know, I won't have time to get that done today, you know, where everything's going to be coming from, supplied from, but we'll have that by whenever you get it all done, next week sometime, I would guess.
Yeah, bring it back for the next board meeting?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Do you want to move to accept all those things?
Yeah, I move to accept all bids.
You have a second?
Second.
We have a motion to accept by Juergens and a second by Hill. Vote. Six in favor.
Now, if Mr. Teeman would like to come up and explain the bid or the bid on his particular crushed rock.
Well, as you mentioned, we purchased the old quarry.
Sorry, do you want to give us your name?
I'm Bob Teeman. I live at 110 Regency Drive here in Beatrice. As Terry said, we purchased the old rock quarry that's southeast of Wymore or west of Barnston there. In the past, I know the county has not purchased rock from that quarry, and the issue has not been with the quality of rock, it's been with the cleanliness of it. All the test results have been very good as far as hardness and abrasion. The issue in the past has been the cleanliness of the rock, and that relates to how the rock was screened. We've purchased impact crusher that's going to stay on site there, as well as a large capacity screen that has three decks on it, so that when rock comes out of there, let's say you're buying inch and a half rock, instead of having a lot of dirt or fines in there, this large capacity screen will actually have it clean. So when you're buying inch and a half rock, that's what you're getting, not the fines in there. We hope that by the end of next month, we're going to have rock on the ground to purchase. So that pretty much tells you about what we're doing down there. I don't know if you have any other questions or.
No, but just to clarify, Galen, we have purchased a limited amount of rock from Barnston,
Whenever that's available, yes.
Yep. The screening has been an issue. Yes.
Yeah, so this is going to be, that issue is going to be completely gone with this screen. This is going to bring the cleanliness of the rock to standards that will pass anybody around.
Are there any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thanks.
We lost one gravel bidder, but picked up a rock bidder. We have a few minutes until fuel bids. I guess we'll, Terry?
Just a comment. I know what this spring is going to be like, and we're going to need all the rock we probably can get.
Okay.
It's going to be ugly once this thing slides and breaks, and we're going to see complaints and complaints and complaints. I'm sure of it, because it's not going to be nice out there. So anyway, everybody's going to have to be patient, because this all can't get done overnight when this weather does break, because there's a lot of snow and material on all these township roads and other roads, and when that starts melting, I mean, it's going to go, it's going to be a mess.
Well, like you said, we're probably really lucky before the township meeting. The roads are all frozen still. Rock and gravel, all the gravel got down this last year. This is the first year, I believe, that we've had that done in as long as I can remember.
And we spoke about it before, but the deadlines for the townships to submit for allocations for spring and fall have been changed a little bit, too. We'll talk about that now. The spring deadline now is March 31st, and the fall deadline is June 30th to bring in their sheets for the roads that they want covered. So. And it's worked out well, jumping that ahead, because we've got caught up, and we definitely want to stay there.
And I don't know. It seems like supply is usually the issue on the gravel. We have gravel representation from NEBCO. I don't know if Justin wants to say anything while you're here about how much extra surplus you have and how there will never be any shortage.
I'm Justin with Beatrice Sand and Gravel. Like I spoke last year, we did get some stuff figured out with a pile pit. We did get some adjustments made to our dry screen. So, I mean, just like you joked about, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be an endless, you know, we're going to have a 10,000-ton stockpile there, but hopefully we can keep up with the demand. But as we're all aware, I mean, I think we're in for it this spring, so. We'll definitely do what we can to try to keep up with everything.
Seems like there's been a lot better production, though, just recently. I mean, that's easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah, the big thing was I mentioned on last year was just the fact that we were doing some fine-tuning adjustments with that screen, the levelness of the screen itself and some other things and different screens that have made a big difference with the screen and the material. So
well, all production came from you all, so we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any effort you can make.
Thank you guys for everything. We'll do what we can to keep up with everything.
Thank you, Justin. 9:31 on the clock. I'll ask for a motion to close bids for county fuel.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Lytle. Vote. 6 in favor. Oh. Okay, I didn't know if Gary wanted these.
No.
I guess not.
Oh, I want them.
Thank you, guys.
This is from Sat Brothers Petroleum, bid for diesel and gasoline. Okay, the first one is calling for 63,000 gallons of diesel fuel, number 2 premium, dyed diesel fuel with fuel, additive package, no state or federal tax. Price per gallon, $2.275. For a total price for the 63,000 gallons of $143,325. The next one is for the unleaded gasoline, calling for 32,000 gallons, no state or no federal tax. Guaranteed price per gallon, $2.167 per gallon, for a total price of $69,344. The second bid, Farmers Cooperative. The first one is for the diesel fuel, dyed fuel, number two premium, additive package with fuel. No state or federal tax. Price per gallon, $2.31 for a total of 63,000 gallon, for a total of $145,530. As for the gasoline bid, not available.
Would you like to have him review these?
Yes, we should, I would guess. Same thing as the gravel. I'd like to accept the bids and have Galen and Highway Department review the bids and come back with a recommendation. I mean, is there something we want to act on today, or how do we want to do that? I don't know.
I would say you could probably act on these.
Just review them and then come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is fuel.
We might want to just wait 2 weeks on those.
Okay. We can. I don't think.
I don't think it changes anything as far as the bids, does it? No. If we accept them today or not?
No.
Okay.
Let's wait.
We can.
So we have them. Just wait for a review for a couple weeks. Yeah.
Same way with the rock and the gravel and all that kind of stuff.
Should we put that on? Let's just put that on the agenda then.
I've got one last thing. I should have brought it up. Back to the rock bids. We've got hauling bids from Dubois. We don't have a pit price from Dubois, but this spring, come March, well, in a couple of weeks.
In years past, the last time I remember it was when Marlon was here, when we got into trouble, the county purchased rock everywhere they could to the point where Martin Marietta and Kerford even ran out of 47B rock, concrete rock that they were putting on the roads because we were just looking for anything we could find. I'm guessing if we get to that point, because Dubois used to bid rock to us as well as Weeping Water, Martin Marietta, and there was even times when Kerford bid rock to us, I believe. Yeah. I'm guessing if we get to that point, we'll probably start looking further away.
I have to.
Yeah.
The last few times that we've sent them, they didn't bid on it.
What's that?
I said the last 2-3 years that we sent them a bid document, they didn't return it. They didn't bid on it.
Martin Marietta's turned down bidding rock on a lot of different projects, as has Kerford. There's actually some state bids that go unbid because quarter-inch wash chips, things like that, they're coming from twice the distance just to try to get a price even on them, just because of shortages. Hopefully we don't have to look for that. Supervisor Juergens?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to, Don brought this to me for tomorrow night, actually, but current expenses as on the road department, as of February 1st, rock for the county. The budget adopted was $125,000. We have spent $145,000. So that means we're already starting way behind on the rock for the county.
Was that from the sheriff's budget or was that from Road and Bridge? 20,000 over?
This particular one's road and bridge.
Oh.
But I looked at the overall budget. We're still good. But anyway, so everybody knows, I mean, we've put that much material out there already from last fall, the mud, the rains, and everything else. So
and that's only rock.
That's only rock for the county. And I guess...
That's for the county. That's county line item.
Yeah, that's not township, right, Galen? No.
So there'd be additional rock that went on the township roads as well. What do you think the breakdown is on that? I know you put some one-inch rock down on county roads sometimes to integrate that with the gravel
sometimes,
on bad spots.
Yes. If it's not a real deep mud track, we have used some one-inch on county roads. If you get a mud track deeply cut in, 1 inch is too fine. It won't do you no good. So you got to use 1.5 inches. If not, you'll be putting it on again and again and again.
So that's still even primarily 1.5 inch rock.
Yes.
And that's the township. They need spot rock. That's what they're going to get is 1.5 inches. So.
Is there anything else? We will recess at 9:38 on the clock until 9:45.
All right.
9:47 on the clock. We'll come back in session, and I'll ask for a motion to go into the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Byers. Vote. 6 in favor. This is public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or observations relating to the Gage County 1- and 6-year proposed highway improvement plan. Oh, and there's a sign-up sheet for anyone that wants to speak.
You got enough sheets on there for everybody?
Anyone?
Bueller.
I suppose, Supervisor Juergens, do you want to turn this over to Galen, or do you want to get started?
No, Galen's a lot smarter than I am on this. I just assumed he would start. I've got some notes I've made that just a few things we'll talk about, but no. Go ahead, Galen.
Okay, I'll just briefly go over the 2019 one-year plan. There is a copy of a 1 and 6 hanging there. It shows the different projects. The red is the one-year. Six-year plans on the map. We have 34 projects on the one-year plan. 9 of the projects are county bridge match projects. 2 of those projects will be done this year by county employees. On the bridge match project, one is east of 16 Island Grove. It'll be triple 10-foot by 60-foot culverts replacing a 36 by 16-foot timber bridge. The other one is located north of 35 Liberty. It is also triple 10-foot by 48-foot culverts, and it'll be replacing a 31-foot by 20-foot wide timber bridge. Gage County also had 2 more bridge match projects that were awarded in the round 3 selection from NDOT in January. The first project is N33 Rockford. It will be a new 93-foot long concrete deck slab bridge replacing an existing 51-foot by 20-foot truss bridge. It is located south of Holmesville on the asphalt road. The second project is located east of 12 Lincoln. It'll be a twin 12 by 12 by 40-foot box culvert. They'll be replacing a 24-foot long by 20-foot wide bridge. These two projects will be let for bids when the design of the structures are done and approved by the Nebraska Department of Transportation. The remaining 5 bridge match projects will be submitted to NDOT for round 4 selection January of next year. We also have, there's 4 projects, armor coat projects on the one-year plan, armor coat and paint striping for a total of 34 miles. The locations are the Adams Philly Blacktop, 11.8 miles, Christ Lutheran Church, 6 miles, and the West 6 miles on the PWF, and the Wymore Liberty Blacktop is approximately 10.2 miles. Also, there's an ongoing project. It's 1064 is the shouldering of the blacktop from Wymore to Liberty, and then a project 1133, which is North 33 Hooker, It'll be replacing an 18 by 20 foot bridge with a box culvert, and this is located on the Pickerel East Blacktop. The remaining 19 projects, there's 12 are small timber bridges and 7 are culverts, and they will all be replaced with large culverts. The location of the 19 projects are east of 17 Hooker, north of 31 Claytonia, north of 13 Grant, east of 24 Hanover, east of 9 Glenwood, east of 28 Nemehaw, east of 21 Logan, north of 4 Paddock, north of 20 Rockford, east of 5 Blakely, east of 23 Paddock, in 14 Blakely, east of 30 Hanover, north 18 Lincoln, north 18 Adams, east of 3 Highland, east of 19 Hooker, and in 12 Blue Springs Wymore, and the last one is east of 12 Sherman Township. And basically that is it on the one-year plan.
Galen, I spoke to Galen yesterday a couple times. Just so everybody, the cost for armor coating on the 34 miles is $12,669 per mile for a total cost of $430,745. The cost of paint striping, approximately as it's run in the past, about $1,000 a mile, for that's another $34,000. So the total cost to armor coat and paint stripe those roads is going to be $464,745 approximately, right in that area.
Yes.
I think that was scheduled, Matt. Was that from inheritance? We figured that one. Or do you remember where that?
Where did you pull that from?
I don't remember. That's budgeted for, though. The
yeah.
I don't know where it came from.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just regular in the budget.
I'm not for sure.
I'm pretty sure we've got it in the budget.
Well, either way, yeah, it's budgeted for.
Are you talking about armor coating?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, it'd be under armor coating.
Yeah, I've got some armor coating budgeted in inheritance, but I'm not sure if it's that project or not.
I have it here.
This armor is the budget, coating? So I'd have to look at the expenditure side.
Here, Don, I've got it right here, I think.
I was thinking the armor coating we had out of inheritance was the Mellon armor coat on Holmesville Blacktop.
Yeah, we have budgeted in the budget armor coating $572,000. So it was in the regular budget.
Out of road.
Yeah.
That's in road, and we also
yeah.
It,
so it's coming out of road. Yeah.
So that one was out of regular budget. The the Holmesville, I think that the reason we used that out of inheritance on the Holmesville blacktop was because it popped up and we just had to do something fast.
Yep.
And this armor coating puts us back on schedule. This is the next round. Basically, everything's done according to the timing that we should have. This is getting us started again for the new armor coating.
This armor coating is actually all the roads that was overlaid approximately 5-6 years ago. That is the armor coating that go on all these miles. It's never been done.
A good one-year plan. Should be a lot of movement. Should be
weather
should be,
permitting.
You know, he'll get it done. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, providing it ever thaws out.
Your shouldering project, is there, I know that's ongoing, is that something there's potential to have done this year, or is that just too large where it'll go 3 years yet?
Well, weather is a big factor. Normally, we try to do some early in spring before we start laying culverts, and then start in the later in the fall. We try to get in a few miles, but last year was wet, and this spring, I don't foresee us probably getting anything done either. We went in last late summer and tore a bunch of trees and stuff out in preparation to get started. And then the weather turned on us, and we just never could make it back.
You moved a lot of trees last year.
Yes, we did.
Do you have anything else, Galen, or do you want to move in to any other upcoming projects that are?
Basically, we'll just, when the weather breaks and we get started, we'll start laying on those two big culvert projects down in Island Grove and Liberty Township. We do have the culverts for the one south of Liberty. Those were delivered a couple weeks ago, and then the weather turned on us. The ones for Island Grove, they're done. We're just waiting on the snow and stuff to go away so we can get them delivered, and plan on trying to get started on them as soon as possible, because those have to be done by December of this year, those two projects. So that'll be the first two ones we do tackle, as long as the weather, you know, lets us in there. If we have to go to something else, because these are on two pretty good sized creeks, if we have to go somewhere else on a little bit drier area, then we'll pick out some of the other sites that we have.
Something to keep in mind too, like Lisa said, put the frost in the ground. I think she said 16 to 20 inches of frost. There'll be a lot of runoff for quite a while yet this spring. Any discussion on the six-year plan? Or any questions? Or
any questions on anything? I can go over that. Well, briefly, last year we completed 12 major projects. There's a Federal Aid Bridge north of 12 Nemaha. We done the bridge match program on the Odell Blacktop east of 1 Glenwood. It was a box culvert. That is all done other than the asphalting that we're going to do this spring. The county built a slab bridge, a 31-foot by 28-foot wide concrete deck slab bridge east of 31 Blue Springs and Wymore. And then the other remaining nine projects, six small timber bridges were replaced with large culverts with head walls. That's what we got accomplished last year for the big projects. I didn't keep track of the small stuff that we do. There's actually, on this six-year plan, we have 23 projects on the six-year plan. Five of the projects are future county bridge match projects that can be added to the one-year plan when we get ready to. One of them that will be probably added will be the truss bridge south of Claytonia. That's a 90-some foot truss bridge, and that can go on to the bridge match program. So we will add that on there and hopefully try to get another bridge project. That one there, on the bridge match project, as everybody knows, the state reimbursed up to 55%, up to $150,000 is their cap on that. So that bridge up south Claytonia is probably going to be, $700,000 to $800,000 project on that. But it's one that we need to start looking at and try to get something started on that project there.
And you've put the wheels in motion on that already, correct?
Yes. We've been taking a look at that, and they've been doing some surveying and stuff like that on it already. So another project, North 14 Rockford, there's a truss bridge that could be a county replacement project. Then the shouldering Odell north 5.5 miles. There's grading and culverts and future paving 3 miles south Virginia. That's on the six-year plan. Then we have six overlay projects totaling roughly 38.5 miles. Be the Holmesville overlay, 10.5 miles, Odell North overlay, 12 miles, DeWitt East Claytonia overlay, 10 miles, Pickerel West overlay, 3 miles, South 51st Road overlay, 2 miles, and Lanham overlay, 1 mile. The remaining projects on the six-year plan are six small bridges and one culvert replacement, which would be nice for a large culvert project. So that's what is on the six-year current plan.
I think you've managed our resources very well, Galen. Thank you. And your planning is very efficient, and we appreciate it. You're staying ahead of the game. Thank you.
It certainly looks like this winter may make some of our older black ops come apart. I mean, it looks like they're starting, and when the frost comes out, it's going to be even worse.
Galen, we did that temporary mill overlay on Holmesville Road. Mm-hmm. Is that on here for Is that on the six-year plan to overlay that first portion?
Yeah, that's probably in that 10, how many miles is on that?
Yeah.
On that Holmes Hill overlay, and you get back on the six-year.
Maybe I'm looking, I was looking at 1140. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong number.
Are you looking on the one-year plan, 1140?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking on the one-year plan.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
John only thinks that'll hold up for maybe 5 years.
Yeah, on the 6 year, the 1125 was that Holmesville overlay 10.5 miles.
All of it.
That's that segment that we did mill and armor coat is something that we got to start planning on because, as we know, that was kind of a three to four year Band-Aid, is what I'll call it, to that we did to get the ruts out of that pavement. So. Something we're going to have to somehow figure out how we're going to get the money to do.
I still think if you and Terry would look at that hot-in-place recycling, maybe, if those dollars are right that they talked about, that could be a good potential fix for some of these roads. Anything else from the board? We have some public comment. And I'm sorry, I don't know this first name. But Mr. Wade?
Yeah.
Do you want to come up and speak?
We're kind of together, so we got kind of a game plan.
Oh.
We're both Liberty, both on the village of Liberty and Possibility.
Do you want to come up to the microphone and speak?
That's bashful than he is.
Steve, what is your address?
My address is 506 Warren Street.
Will you identify yourself for the record, please?
Okay, I'm a village elder in the village of Liberty. I know that's mentioned this morning that there's going to be some work done around the area. We're glad to see that. I've met with Mr. Harris before on some of the things. We're trying to improve our town, what we're trying to do. But I was on the assumption, am I speaking
I'm
too
sorry,
fast?
Just one moment. I need to swear you in. Will you give your name? Just state your name again.
Stephen McDowell.
Stephen McDowell. Do you swear to tell the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
And your address was 506?
Warren Street.
Warren. I'm sorry. And that's Liberty, Nebraska?
Right.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's not fine. That's fine. It's procedures have to be happening that way. Ready? I just have the 6-1 plan in Liberty, what we're doing with Liberty. I know we've put some money into our streets the last 2 years. On Main Street. I guess the question we have for you folks is, we're on the assumption we can only use that money on this one road coming through town? We can't keep up the other roads going through our little village? We can't do any maintenance with this money? I guess that's the questions I'm asking.
What money are you referring to?
The 6-1 money that we get from the state every year, that we get some money on the 6-1 plan. We have to come up with a 6-1 plan ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we've all verified that this year that we're happy to do that. Maybe I'm totally going to throw you guys off a little bit, but we're just going by what we've been told through the member of the board that's been on there longer than any of us.
Now, Galen, do you know what money he's referring to? Are those like STP funds?
It'd be similar to, do you get some fuel allocation money too?
Right.
For that also, yeah. I'm not familiar with the city rules and regs, but I don't know why you couldn't apply that money to any of your streets, but I could be wrong on that. I really don't know.
That might be a question for the state, or I don't know if you're versed on this, Roger.
No, I was going to suggest NDOR, legal counsel, Department of Roads should be able to provide it. The other thing, you could maybe touch base with the city attorney here in okay. Beatrice. And just ask him. I don't know. Do you guys, I should have asked first, do you guys have an attorney that you use for?
Yes, we do.
Okay. But again, I don't want to steal their thunder, but you could touch base with them, or I'm sure the city of Beatrice would also have some idea. I'm not familiar with those funds and
Roger,
any restrictions on them.
Yeah. In looking at the funds that were available to the city, I'm thinking approximately I saw the state had them $245,000 in
Beatrice.
Funds for Beatrice,
yep.
Yes. And so, yeah, they would don't know where they're using them at, but, you know, that'd be the simplest just to check, because I'm not certain myself. Well, how much were your funds that you were
We were getting $1,000 plus a month. You know, we're getting $1,000, $1,200 a month. And we put $14,000 right on Main Street last year on another layer of asphalt along that roadway. And while we've got three mats on there now, enough's on that one. We want to go to some of the other issues in town.
If they are STP dollars, and I wonder if the city, if you talk to the city of Beatrice, the administrator there, Tobias, or their council, the STP dollars could be used on anything, any maintenance, if I understand right, or new construction. But you may visit with them. I don't know that you'd be limited to one street.
Okay.
It seems unusual that you'd be limited to one street.
That's what I thought. That's why we're here.
Jalen, what's our restrictions on STP funds as to what they can be used for?
They can be used on your roads.
And they can be?
And bridges.
Maintenance? Steel coating?
Yes.
Gravel? Is that to be a permanent thing? Or is it?
I don't think on gravel, no.
So we've got some gravel streets, and obviously that's an issue, they're falling apart. But there's an attorney here in the courthouse that we could talk to?
Well, the city attorneys, they would have similar restrictions or requirements on the expenditure of funds. You just touch base with them again. I don't know.
Well,
it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah,
they may refer you to somebody else. So,
how many people are on your village board?
Five.
How long have you all been on there?
I got reelected. I got assigned when I first retired, moved down here, and I was on for like 6 months, and now I won the last election along with Don Wade. And
so just 6 months?
There's three of us that just got reelected on the last election, and there's two more come up in 2 years.
So you're new? My question would be, did the previous village board develop a plan and allocate funds? If there's somebody on the board that says it's got to be spent here, was there a plan that they put together that were funds specifically allocated for a project that you can't divert? That might be what they're speaking to.
Okay, well, actually, there was some money and it wasn't being used, and they told they had to use it up, so it's got to be used within that time period of 6 years. And then for a while, I guess it wasn't, but I haven't seen those minutes yet. We've got we're trying to locate everything inside the city hall, but we've asked for the minutes, and there's a couple of years missing due to something happened. But
the city administrator in Beatrice may be a good resource for you, because he was formerly the city attorney, and they work with the different road funds very regularly. So that might be a really good spot to start.
Sure. Well, we appreciate that. We just want to build Nebraska, make Liberty a better place.
Yeah.
No, you've heard some things about Liberty, but we're changing the outlook of the town. We've got some stuff going on there that we're proud of. We've got a new house being built, the Eco House that has been built. I've built and remodeled a house, and we're getting rid of some folks that we consider to be undesirable with the help of our Roger. We all appreciate that. But that's good. You asked questions. We want to make sure that we're on the right track, that we've been told one thing, and that I can't see why you can't divert a percentage of that money towards maintenance, you know.
Well, and STP funds, if that's what those are, don't seem to have the restriction like a bridge dollars do. I wonder if Tobias, the administrator, would be a really good resource. If he doesn't know, he may be able to look it up real easily.
Well, smarter than we are.
But understand, I mean, this body doesn't set those rules, and neither do they. So, I mean, I would go right to the source myself. I would go to NDOR or wherever. I just don't, because
that's what we're looking for, somebody to maybe allow us to have a percentage of the money set aside for some maintenance. And we were told this can't be used for maintenance on these roads. But NDR, you said?
Department of Roads. Nebraska Department of Roads.
And now it's Nebraska Department of Transportation.
Yeah, actually.
That's local here? I'll have to look that up. We'll have to get all of our attorney, like you said.
I would guess go to your attorney that you're using to represent your village and have them do the contacts.
Yeah.
And then they can give you an answer that's
all right.
Should be cast in stone, a legal answer.
All right. Well, you at least set us in a direction we can follow. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion on the 1 and 6? to ask for a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Byers. Vote. 6 in favor.
What time is that?
At 10:10 on the clock. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove resolution on the Gage County 2019 through 2024 1 and 6 year proposed highway improvement plan.
Resolution
19-06. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Too slow there. Vote. 6 in favor.
No discussion?
I'm sorry. Was there any discussion on that?
No.
6 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, and it died.
Second by Jurgens. Vote. Oh, 4 in favor with Bauman and Lytle voting no.
We're not doing a discussion on the lease?
Oh, yeah, we did that. I'm going to go down and talk to Ms. Stark.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll shoot an email first and then CC that so you guys all know. And I basically just, we off the record, yeah.
Roger, no.